Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has forcefully condemned violent protests last week in parts of the Muslim world.
Violence, we believe, has no place in religion and is no way to honor religion. Islam, like other religions, respects the fundamental dignity of human beings, and it is a violation of that fundamental dignity to wage attacks on innocence.
Secretary of State Clinton called the crudely made anti-Islamic video circulating on the internet disgusting and reprehensible. She emphasized that the United States government had absolutely nothing to do with it. She also acknowledged that it is hard for some people to realize why the United States cannot or does not just prevent these kinds of reprehensible videos from ever seeing the light of day.
I would note that in today's world, with today's technologies, that is impossible. But even if it were possible, our country does have a long tradition of free expression, which is enshrined in our Constitution and our law. And we do not stop individual citizens from expressing their views, no matter how distasteful they may be.
There are different views around the world about the outer limits of free speech and free expression. But there should be no debate about the simple proposition that violence in response to speech is not acceptable, said Secretary Clinton. We all, whether we are leaders in government, leaders in civil society, or religious leaders, must draw the line at violence. And any responsible leader should be standing up now and drawing that line. Secretary of State Clinton said the video appears to have a deeply cynical purpose to denigrate a great religion and to provoke rage.
We absolutely reject its content and message. America's commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation. And as you know, we are home to people of all religions, many of whom came to this country seeking the right to exercise their own religion, including, of course, millions of Muslims.
But, Secretary of State Clinton said, there is no justification, none at all, for responding to this video with violence.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.